dharma. The very word dharma means innate nature. Any subject in this world has a nature. Even this universe itself has a nature. Also, as the subjects become more complicated, they will become multi-natured. They will have more than one dharma. These dharmas should be viewed as laws set up for each subject to follow. If a subject follows his or her nature, it will be in harmony with the universal laws. If he or she does not follow his or her nature, disharmony will be created, which will result in confusion and unhappiness. These natures or dharmas can be understood by deep observation, meditation, and concentration. Also, most of them are revealed by God through his prophets, if you understand them. When all things follow their dharmas, then the kingdom of heaven within and without can be established. Darkness. Ignorance being under the influence of the tamaguna. Dharma. Same as dharma, D-A-H-A-R-M-A. Devil. Crudifying power of the tamaguna over the soul. Ignorance. When the soul is under the influence of the tamaguna, the mind becomes crude and will be attracted toward the desires and impulses of the lower nature. This causes desires to arise in the mind, or see, and this will result in being attracted to the external world. Maya, or quote, the dragon. The result of fulfillment of desire is attachment and greed. Greed will result in more attraction, desires, attachments, and greed. This wheel goes on and on. So the person will be drawn more and more into the ocean of Maya, and more held by the grip of the crudifying power of the tamaguna. The byproduct of all these things is uncontrollable lust, anger, vanity, fear, and all the vices of human life. This process is what is called the wheel of Maya. In letter D, divine, godlike, supremely good. That is the goal of life, to become divine, or pure consciousness. Divine actions, those actions which make a person divine, all the actions taken to help the universe to reach higher consciousness are regarded as divine actions, actions done for the establishment of the kingdom within and without. Divine Mother. Same as divine grace. Divine assistance given to man in his progress towards his goal, pure consciousness, becoming divine. Those who strive in the path of becoming divine, eternal divine path, and show sincerity, steadfastness, and overcoming will win his grace, and through their endeavors and his grace, they will reach pure consciousness. Dogma. What seems right. Dogma is a set of beliefs that can be the truth or not. It is a set of concepts that are accepted by the followers of a religion or a sect, which they believe to be the truth. However, usually, when it is used in our teachings, it refers to the negative meaning as a set of beliefs that are not from God, but are man-made. The Red Dragon. The Revelation chapter 12. Maya, excess, unnecessary attraction toward the external world. Any attraction which is contrary to our spiritual progress. Continuing on in Tho's glossary, letter E. Earth, same as hell, is used as a symbol for being in the lower nature, and also as the planet Earth. However, its symbolic meaning is used more often than the other in the scriptures. In general, it is used as meaning, quote, hell. In fact, this Earth is a hell when the laws of God are not followed. Eden. An ideal environment in which humans progress at the most accelerated rate. Also, it refers to the state of pure consciousness, to be in the image of God. Ego, the values related to the self. Ego should be divided into two kinds, false ego and actualized ego. False ego is accepting false and imaginary values as one's own true values. These false values can be internal or external. Internal false values are the beliefs of having some merits which actually do not exist in the person. We can recognize these false internal values when the person needs external support to believe that he actually possesses such merits, that others support that we have such values. If a person does not receive this external support, he will lose his confidence and feel very miserable. External false ego is any kind of value or greatness we relate to ourselves because of external possessions in the material world. If a person loses these possessions, he will lose confidence and be lost. Both internal and external false egos are what can be called the illusion of life, or Maya. Actualized ego is when the true values of the person and his higher self are actualized, recognized, realized, and developed by him. Such values do not need any external support, and such a person does not value himself by external possessions. Only a person with an actualized ego will gain true confidence and happiness. He will expel the illusions of the false ego and set himself free. Elders, the five sensual attributes, panchatattva, five organs of the senses, smell, taste, sight, touch, hearing, five organs of the actions, speech, hands, feet, for motion, generation, and excretion, five basic elements in the universe, ethereal, aerial, luminous, liquid, and solid, three levels of the mind, the three gunas, along with the elusive, quote, I am, as an entity separate from the rest of the universe, make up the 24 elements in the body and in the universe, which are symbolized as, quote, the 24 elders, end quote, in the Bible, Revelation 4, 4, chapter 4, verse 4. Also, it refers to those leaders who become observers in the hierarchy in the system of Zion and Mount Zion, and have great influence in preserving the system and justice. Elected ones, those who have struggled through many lifetimes and have reached higher consciousness or pure consciousness, they are the ones who struggle with God, children of Israel, the Hebrews, in order to bring all to pure consciousness. Energy, same as Rajaguna, the outgoing force of the soul and in the universe, the activating force in the universe, mutative force in the universal mind. It is what is known in the manifested universe as prana, or the life force or energy. Without it, there would have been no movement in the universe or the feeling of doership, or I do. Insha'Allah, if God wills. Ephraim's, same as the house of Israel. The children of Israel were divided into the house of Judah, Jews, and the house of Israel, Ephraim's, or Sumerians. The house of Israel became the 10 lost tribes which traveled toward the west and immigrated to Europe, England, and eventually to the U.S. For more detail, read Children of Abraham, All Prophecies Are Fulfilled. Also, Ephraim was the younger son of Joseph, son of Jacob, Israel, whom, with his older brother Manasseh, was accepted as his own son by Israel, or Jacob. Israel preferred him over his older brother Manasseh. Both Manasseh and Ephraim inherited two portions of Israel's inheritance and became two tribes of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Esau. See Jesus. Jesus, the false name given to the founder of the Christian religion. There is no J in the Hebrew language, so in any word that has a J in the Bible, either the letter Y has been changed to J, for example, Joseph, which is actually Yosef, or the name is from other languages. All those who have studied the name, quote, Jesus and its origin agree with one thing, that it is not his original name. The most common explanation is that Jesus is the Greek form or equivalent of the Hebrew name Yeshua. In Latin, Y is pronounced J. How the rest of the name Shua was transformed to Isus, there seems to be no reliable explanation. Furthermore, the very name Yeshua in Hebrew, Yeshu, is his sacred name and not his birth name or given name. This name in full is Yahweshua, which means Yahweh, God, Yahweh, saves. However, as it is explained all through our teachings, the sacred name, the holy name, is not pronounceable in the manifested world. That is why we show it all through our writings as Yahweh. Therefore, any pronunciation given to it is not acceptable. This was the main reason that the children of Abram were forbidden to utter the name of the Lord. That is also why the name of the Lord is written as Yahweh, which has no vowels in it to show that it is not pronounceable. The truth that the sacred name of the Father, Yahweh, and the Son, Yahweh, cannot be pronounced in the manifested words by mouth, was also known to the early Christians. That was the reason that in older branches in Christianity, such as Greek Orthodox and in the Catholic Church, they pray in the name of the Father, Yahweh, Son, Yahweh, and the Holy Ghost, or Mother, without mentioning any names. The sacred name was also known in Islam. In a story about Prophet Muhammad, someone asked him, how many names does God have? He answered, 3,000. Of these, 2,999 are revealed to humanity. The one which is kept sacred is his sacred or holy name. The creative energy, the movement felt within when repeating the holy name or the words silently inside, created by the words when the name of the Father and the Son merge as one, is the Mother or the Holy Ghost. In the prayer in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, the name of the Son is used in the middle between the Father and the Mother to show that he is the mediator to manifest them in the manifested universe. Without the Son, the qualities of the Father and Mother will remain unmanifested. Another less popular theory of how the name Jesus has come about is that it is a combination of two names, Jesus and Zeus. However, the most plausible explanation, which is given to us intuitively from the Akashic records, is that the name Jesus actually has evolved from two words, J and Zeus. J, in the course of time, has become J, and Zeus has become Sus. The Greek, Latin, and Sanskrit language also belong to the Indo-European language family. Quote, J in Sanskrit still means victory too. Therefore, the two words combined, J Zeus, means victory to Zeus. It has the same meaning of hey, hail to Zeus in Spanish. This all, therefore, leads us to conclude that he had a sacred name and at least a birth or a given name. If his sacred name was Yahweh, then what was his birth name? There is another name that has been used extensively as his name in the East. That is the name Esau, E pronounced as in Emmanuel and S as in son. or Isa the Messiah. This name has other singular sounding names in Hebrew, such as Isau and Isaiah. This name also is used as his name in Arabic, which is a close language to Hebrew. In ancient writing from this time, found in a monastery in India, also called him Isa. With all the evidence above and our own intuitional certainty, we believe that his given or birth name is or was Isa. That is why we chose this name as his birth name in Tho. However, if another more plausible explanation with enough evidence would be given for another name as his birth name, so be it. We are open to the ultimate truth. Eternal divine path. The path to reach pure consciousness, which is explained and revealed through the greatest sign. It is to endeavor to awaken the spiritual forces, the Far East philosophies, the mystical experience, to direct the realization and energy created by the process of awakening the spiritual forces toward the establishment of the kingdom of heaven on earth, the Hebrews. And in order to establish the kingdom, utmost sacrifice, not being self-centered, sharing, or Christianity, is necessary. However, the attachment to the result of one's actions would become a hindrance in his progress to surrendering and submission to his will. Islam is necessary. An expansion of the mind, or to become a universalist, Baha'i faith is necessary to shatter all narrowness of the mind. After all this progress, when a person becomes a dynamic spiritual force to help the whole universe understand the purpose of their lives and help them to reach pure consciousness, such a person becomes an elect, or paravipra. Through these paraviparas, eventually all will reach pure consciousness, and these elected ones also will reach there. This path, which has been established in eternity by the Father and First Begotten Son, will lead a person to divinity. That is why it is called, quote, eternal, because it is established in eternity, quote, divine, because it leads to the divinity, quote, path, because it is the way to divinity. In the glossary under letter E, ether, also known as Akasha, the first manifested element in the universe. It is the element that stores memory. In its solidified form, it is what is known as crystal or silicon. That is why, in its solidified form, it is used for memory in computers. In its subtler, or most subtlest form, most invisible element in the manifested world or creation, it encompasses all things. It contains the universal memory, the Akashic records. Beyond the ethereal element, there is the essence of God, consciousness in three gunas. In this state, there is no memory and no manifestation. It is beyond mind. Ethereal body, spirit or astral body, same as astral body. Is what has been referred to as the spirit or ethereal body. It consists of ethereal factor in the human body. The soul, self, unit consciousness, resides in this ethereal body. In fact, the first five chakras reside in this ethereal body and is what the soul progresses through toward reaching pure, toward reaching higher consciousness. The sixth chakra is the place of the three gunas, the mind, different than the brain. And the seventh chakra is where the soul reaches beyond the power of the three gunas. It becomes pure consciousness. Therefore, the container of the first five chakras is what we call the astral body, ethereal body, or spirit. when the soul, through this body, leaves the gross body and travels in ethereal factors, it is called astral projection. Eve, same as woman. The part that was, symbolically, separated from Adam, the original dual-natured human, also used symbolically as the lower nature of the human, divine mother, or energy, directed toward mundanity, woman. Evil, same devil. Crudifying power of the tamaguna over the soul, ignorance. When the soul is under the influence of the tamaguna, the mind becomes crude and will be attracted toward the desires and impulses of the lower nature. This causes desires to arise in the mind, or quote-unquote see, and will result in being attracted to the external world, Maya, or the dragon. The result of fulfillment of desire is attachment and greed. Greed will result in more attraction, desires, attachment, and greed. This wheel goes on, so the person will be drawn more and more into the ocean of Maya, and more held by the grip of the crudifying power of the tamaguna. The byproduct of all these things is uncontrollable lust, anger, vanity, fear, and all the vices of human life. This process is what is called the wheel of Maya. Evolution. The process of progressing from the unaware state of consciousness to pure consciousness, or complete awareness. Expansion of the mind. Universalism. When accepting the whole universe as our home, the Divine Father as our Father, nature as our mother, truth as our religion, God as our King, His laws as the true laws, and the rest of humanity as our fellow strugglers, brothers, and sisters. In short, universalism. Reading in so in the glossary. Letter F. False ego. C. Ego. The values related to the self. And I read that earlier. False prophet. Whoever teaches anything other than the goal of life is to become divine. False teachers. Same as false prophets. Whoever teaches anything other than the goal of life is to become divine. Far East philosophies. Refers to all the understandings that have come from the Far East about the relationship of man and the universe and the laws which govern them. Also, it refers to the exercises, techniques, and practices which enable man to awaken and control spiritual forces in the physical, mental, and spiritual levels, as it is explained by the first seal in The Greatest Sign. These philosophies and practices are to awaken the latent spiritual forces and understandings in the physical, mental, and spiritual levels. This covers all the mystical and psychological teachings all over the world. To know laws such as karma, reincarnation, samskara, or the other teachings such as Maya, three gunas, yoga, Sufism, mystical Christianity and mystical Judaism, etc., and the philosophies such as in the Vedantas, Upanishads, and many spiritual stories from the Far East or other parts of the world about these related subjects will help in better understanding the rest of the teachings of the Greatest Sign. Therefore, although a general term of Far East philosophies has been given to them, it is a much broader body of knowledge. We can say that any philosophy, practice, or technique that helps a person to become attuned to his or her own spirit and to realize its oneness with the universe as a part of the whole can be considered as a part of the awakening of the spiritual forces. This is also the reason why the first symbol and the teachings related to it cannot be presented as a separate religion. The spirit of these mystical paths, however, has been intertwined all through our teachings. It can be said that the philosophies and practices related to the first symbol, awakening of the spiritual forces, are the spirit of the rest of the teachings. They help the rest make sense. The words, quote, Far East philosophies, have been chosen for this part of the teachings because this part of the world seems to present the closest resemblance to the meaning of this part of our teachings as a religion. Although mystical teachings and paths can be found all throughout the world, it is the Far East part of the world, especially India, which has assimilated so many different paths into one great body of knowledge. Although they are presented as a religion, yet it can by no means be limited to a set of dogmas. Furthermore, Hinduism is the best known old religion, which has its basic teachings written down as the three books of the Vedas. Most of the rest of the knowledge in that part of the world is an enhancement of these basic teachings and or a contribution from other religions. It is because of the vastness and flexibility of these basic teachings that this part of the world has been able not only to assimilate knowledge from other religions, but enhance them and most of the time eventually even dissolve these new movements into its vastness. That is also the goal of this part of our teachings, to become so vast in consciousness that we can assimilate the truth of each path, enhance the path, and eventually make it a part of ourselves, but never become narrowed into any one set of dogmas. In the glossary, letter F, word Father. Divine logic in the universe, the laws in the universe. Female, divine mother, energy as unconditional love, Raja Guna. 15, five organs. The five panchatattva, the five organs of the senses, and the five organs of the actions make up the 15 five organs in the body. Fine. Abbreviation for formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal, or God, in its unmanifested form, Venus, the first begotten Son, the first consciousness who, by the grace, reached pure consciousness before creation, Spirit of God. Five active classes in society consist of Shudras, laborers, Kshatriyas, warriors, courageous ones, Vipras, intellectuals, Vaishyas, businessmen, and Brahmins, spiritualists. Four beasts are the, quote, four beasts full of eyes before and behind in Revelation chapter 4, verse 6. These four beasts are the four things which were either recognized or created after awareness came to the universe. They are the word, time, space, and the atom. When the operative power of the three gunas are released, quote, the word came into existence. Then the state of awareness came to the universe, so time was perceived and space was recognized. Then through the use of the creative force, or the word, in a period of time in space, the atom was created. These four things are present in the universe all the time, and they are round about the throne. four winds of heaven, excess attraction to the external world, unnecessary mundane desires and their fulfillment, attachment to the external world, and greed. And that concludes letter F. Have been reading in Thel, the Holiest of the Holies, the Last Testament, in the Glossary.